physical shape I want. What's the one thing I can do today to strengthen my spiritual faith? What's the one thing I can do to find time to practice the guitar 20 minutes a day? Or to knock 5 strokes off my golf game in 90 days? Or to learn to paint in 6 months?
Your family.
Use the one thing with family for fun and rewarding experiences. Here are some options. What's the one thing we can do this week to improve our marriage? What's the one thing we can do every week to spend more quality family time together? What's the one thing we can do tonight to support our kids' schoolwork? What's the one thing we can do to make our next vacation the best ever? Or our next Christmas the best ever? Or next Thanksgiving the best ever? Please know that these are simply examples. If they apply to you personally, then great. If not, then use them to prompt you to discover what areas you might explore that matter to you. And don't forget time blocking. Time block with yourself to make sure the things that matter get done, and the activities that matter get mastered. In some cases, you'll want to block time to find your answer, and other times, you'll just need to block time to implement it. Now let's go to work and see how you might take the power of the one thing with you.
Your job.
Put the one thing to work, taking your professional life to the next level. Here's a few ways to get started. What's the one thing I can do today to complete my current project ahead of schedule? What's the one thing I can do this month to produce better work? What's the one thing I can do before my next review to get the raise I want? What's the one thing I can do every day to finish my work and still get home on time?
Your work team.
Pull the one thing into your work with others. Whether you're a manager, executive, or even a business owner, bring one thing thinking into your everyday work situations to drive productivity upward. Here are some scenarios to consider. In any meeting, ask, what's the one thing we can accomplish in this meeting and end early? In building your team, ask, what's the one thing I can do in the next 6 months to find and develop incredible talent? In planning for the next month, year, or 5 years, ask, what's the one thing we can do right now to accomplish our goals ahead of schedule and under budget? In your department or at the highest company level, ask, what's the one thing we can do in the next 90 days to create a one-thing culture? Again, these are merely examples to get you thinking about the possibilities. And, just as in your personal life, once you've decided what matters most, professional time blocking becomes your way of making sure it gets done. At work, this is usually about either a short-term project you must complete or an ongoing long-term activity you're committed to doing repeatedly. No matter, an appointment with yourself is the surest path to ensuring you achieve extraordinary results. Casual, open discussions or short in-house workshops around key concepts in the book might really help everyone at work find their own understanding and get on the same page. If implementing the one thing in an area requires you to involve others, consider getting them their own copy of the book. Sharing your ahas is a great start, and you may be happily surprised with the insights you get back when others have a chance to read or listen to the book on their own. Keep in mind that it takes more than reading or listening to the book and a few conversations or mentions in a meeting to make the one thing a new habit in your life or in the lives of those around you. You know from the book that it takes an average of 66 days to create a new habit, so approach this accordingly. To ignite your life, you must focus on one thing long enough for it to catch fire. Let's look at a few other areas where the one thing might make a real difference.
Your nonprofit.
What's the one thing we can do to fund our annual financial needs? Or serve twice as many people? Or double our number of volunteers?
Your school.
What's the one thing we can do to decrease our dropout rate to zero? Or raise our test scores by 20%? Or increase our graduation rate to 100%? Or double our parent participation?
Your place of worship.
What's the one thing we can do to improve our worship experience? Double our mission outreach success? Max out our attendance? Or achieve our finance goals?
Your community.
What's the one thing we can do to improve our sense of community? Help the homebound. Double our volunteerism. Or double voter turnout. After my wife Mary read this book, I asked her to do something. She turned to me and said, "Gary, that's not my one thing right now." We laughed, high-fived, and I got to do it myself. The one thing forces you to think big, work things through to create a list, prioritize that list so that a geometric progression can happen, and then hammer away on the first thing, the one thing, that starts your domino run. So be prepared to live a new life, and remember that the secret to extraordinary results is to ask a very big and specific question that leads you to one very small and tightly focused answer. If you try to do everything, you could wind up with nothing. If you try to do just one thing, the right one thing, you could wind up with everything you ever wanted. The one thing is real. If you put it to work, it will work. So don't delay. Ask yourself the question, what's the one thing I can do right now to start using the one thing in my life, such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? And make doing the answer your first one thing.
On the Research.
Although I've lived the lessons of this book for some time, we began researching The One Thing in earnest in 2008. Since then, we've archived a collection of well over 1,000 scholarly articles, scientific studies, and academic papers, hundreds of newspaper and magazine articles, and a large library of books written by the foremost experts in their fields. Binder after binder of discoveries, facts, and anecdotes literally covered every inch of our writing space. If you want to dive deeper into what you've learned from this book, you can find an extensive list of our references organized by topic and by chapter at theonething.com. The website is a gateway into our minds. We mention the authors who have inspired us, provide links to articles that are available online, and list the white papers that educated our thinking. We've also thrown in some additional interesting facts and even a fun video here and there. Enjoy the journey.